Welcome to the Tea Huddle with Marissa and Kelly.
Your only source for gridiron gossip.
If you're around football, but you can't find a way in, a way to care about it, we have the answer. And the answer is gossip and dating and scandal and more gossip.
Or if you are into football like me and you want to know about the extra juice off the field, this is the podcast for you.
So let's start how we do each episode. Kelly, please hit us with the headlines. What do you have for us this week?
Week 8, the Panthers finally eked out their first win. So happy for them.
Finally.
They pulled it off. The 49ers extended their losing streak to 3. So not happy for them.
Not going great.
And Patrick Mahomes had the worst game of his career in an ugly loss to the Broncos.
Some might say it was because he had the flu. I might say it's because the Chiefs' good luck charm, Miss Swift,
was not
in attendance.
Yeah, and Travis definitely felt it.
My fantasy team felt it as well. Thanks for nothing, Travis.
Where was she? But the real headline of the week was all the injuries. We lost a lot of people out there this week.
A lot. Every time I looked up, somebody's getting carted off. Like, everyone's huddled around. Someone who's not moving on the floor. It was a little bit of a bloodbath this week.
Yeah, always scary that happens. Quarterbacks alone that didn't finish their week 8 games due to injuries include Kirk Cousins, which obviously was a really tough one. Yeah. Matt Stafford, Kenny Pickett, Tyrod Taylor. And honestly, Brock Purdy probably should have been taken out of the game because that was a tough game to watch.
And I saw, Brock Purdy, quarterback of the 49ers, he was in concussion protocol all week. And then, which who knows what that even means? I'm sure somebody knows. I don't. But then he got thrashed around on the floor, holding his head, and they were like, "You're good." And he kept playing.
Yeah, I don't trust that.
Mm-mm.
I don't trust it.
No, they just didn't like who their backup was, so they were like, "You can keep going."
Yeah.
But everybody else was down for the count. They took him out.
Yeah, and I'll get into the details.
Okay. Yeah, break it down.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins. We'll start with him because that was the most upsetting injury, I would say. I think we can all agree on that.
I agree.
He tore his Achilles tendon. And we're familiar with that injury. If we remember back to week 1, Aaron Rodgers also tore his Achilles. So that's not an easy one to recover from.
I saw the video. You can like see it pop. It's bad. It gives you the icks for sure.
Yeah.
And he got carted off and he didn't even look like he broke a sweat. He looks like melancholy. And then he's still watching the game and clapping for his team. I read that because the team just loves him so much. He's such like a veteran. He's such a like their guy that afterwards when they found out what happened, that he was definitely out for the season, that tears were shed in the Viking locker room.
Yeah, everyone was really upset, which I mean,
me too.
He was doing so well. Like last week they had a great game and there are high hopes for the Vikings this year. I mean, who knows? Maybe they can still continue on. But
Kirk's honor.
If Kirk's going to come back to the Vikings, I don't know. He's 35 years old, which is on the older side for a quarterback. And he's a free agent after the end of the season. So I'm hoping he comes back. Maybe not to the Vikings.
Yeah.
It sounds like they love him over there, though. So hopefully.
So he's definitely, with this injury, out for the rest of the season. And maybe this is it. Maybe this was going to be his last season, but it won't be because he has a...
He can't recover there as quickly, but I mean, he should call up Aaron.
Yeah, get whatever experimental doctor.
He seems to be recovering really quickly, so I hope that they communicate. Give him some tips, Aaron.
DM him on Instagram.
And then another quarterback who got injured, Matthew Stafford of the LA Rams. He injured his thumb during the Cowboys game, which...
That one
doesn't
seems
sound
kind of
as bad as...
seems like you'll be fine.
We'll see. Yeah, they're unsure if he'll be back next week. So
okay.
The jury's out.
I was going to make a joke about like a thumbs up something, but it wasn't going to be good. So I'll just keep that one.
He looked like he was in pain.
Okay. It's not a joke.
Kenny Pickett, he's the quarterback of the Steelers. Him and Tyrod Taylor, who's the quarterback of the Giants. We talked about him last week.
Yes.
They're the backup quarterback now.
Right.
Starting
They're dropping
this
like
week.
Flies. Yeah. Yeah.
They both injured their ribs this week, that sounds really painful to me.
And we just discussed last week that the rib injury is what ended Tyrod Taylor's career at the Chargers because when he was getting his pain-killing shot, they punctured his lung.
Ridiculous.
So this must be bringing back all sorts of like...
Yeah, he must be like really scarred.
Yeah.
I hope his recovery is a lot easier this time around. Same. And he avoids that doctor from the Chargers.
Yeah, keep that man away from him.
Yeah. But because of all of these injuries, all the young backup quarterbacks had to step in and try to save the day out there.
Yes, it was really reminiscent of The Replacements, the movie with Keanu Reeves, right? Like, there were just these random little boys that no one has ever heard of that, like, this was their first time ever playing in the NFL, and they're the quarterback. They're leading the team.
Yeah.
They just looked, like, scared and excited, and...
Definitely both of those.
None of us knew.
We were all scared and excited watching.
Yeah. And something like the Giants, so their first quarterback is out. Then their second quarterback is out. And then they're like, all right, who do we got? Next? Who in the stands can come throw a ball? And so we got like a cast of characters this week.
Yeah. Since we're on the topic of the Giants, talking about Tyrod. Yeah, so they had coming from the stands probably. Yeah. Or from the neighborhood at least.
Yeah, bike on over here. Yeah.
Tommy DeVito, he's the third string quarterback for the Giants, and he is the epitome of a Jersey boy. He grew up 20 minutes from MetLife.
I love that.
He is very Italian.
Tommy DeVito, goes without saying, I saw a video, so I was like, who's this boy on the field? Let's find everything we can about him online. There's a video. Hard to know if it's a costume or if it's just his vibe.
Just a Thursday Tommy night. DeVito.
It was like very... Jersey Shore, Pauly D.
Slick back hair.
Yeah. The sweatband. He wears
the chain.
He wears a TD chain, which as a quarterback.
Touchdown.
Tommy DeVito.
Both.
Hopefully both.
But it's like a huge chain. Like,
yeah. For like an undrafted rookie, it's an aggressive chain, right? I think he was undrafted and then they got him after that.
Yeah.
But that's exciting. Like, let's give everybody a chance to play one game in the NFL. You know?
Yeah, he definitely like looked confident out there. I mean, he scored a touchdown. He ran in a touchdown.
That's
first few that's minutes a, out there.
Yeah, good for him.
Fortunately, it kind of went downhill after that, but you know, we tried.
Yeah, Zach Wilson needed it more than Tommy DeVito.
I googled him, and the first thing that came up is Tommy DeVito related to Danny DeVito? Unfortunately,
no.
He's not. I was
amazing.
Hoping so.
When another thing that came up when I googled him is that Tommy DeVito is the name of Joe Pesci's character in Goodfellas, which Goodfellas came out significantly before this young boy was born. So his parents for
he was
sure
definitely
named him after Goodfellas, which I love. It's just like fitting with the whole character that we have decided is Tommy DeVito. I hope we see more. I hope Tyrod Taylor heals quickly and is back soon.
Yeah.
I forgot all about Daniel Jones, but you know, he could be in there somewhere. But I hope we see a little bit more of little Tommy DeVito.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't think we will see much of
him. Okay. Well,
I think Daniel Jones, he's supposed to be back next week. So, but who knows?
Yeah. Maybe
not see out there, Tommy D.
Thumb will take him out too.
These thumb injuries.
Yeah. All right. So other than our new fave, Tommy DeVito, who else do we have in the like rando backup? Young?
Yeah. Another undrafted quarterback who's now starting is Tyson Bagent.
I think it's Bagent. How are we supposed to know? He's brand new.
Tyson Bagent, he is the quarterback for the Chicago Bears right now, while Justin Fields is out with a thumb injury.
Oh, I was just making a joke before about the thumbs.
No, there's a lot of thumb injuries
out
there.
Oh, okay.
He started in week 7.
Okay.
And that was his career start with the Bears, and there were 53 friends and family in the stands to watch him.
Yes, okay, this I saw. I forgot who it was.
Yeah.
I mean,
popular guy.
I think if I was starting in my first NFL game, I don't know that I'd have 53 people. Like, that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
And are they local? Did they fly out? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, he's from West Virginia. He went to school out there 20 minutes from home. He's literally never left his hometown. So,
so they were like, this is our big chance.
Yeah,
we're going to see Tyson. My favorite thing about him, which comes up right when you Google him, because his dad is eager for the limelight, it seems. His father is a 17-time arm wrestling champion. Important to note, he has won with both arms.
That's really impressive.
It really is.
He's a strong guy.
He's a strong guy. He was on the sidelines and one of the reporters was like, oh, you're the new QB's dad. Like, tell us about yourself. And he's like, come on, arm wrestle me. Like, come on.
Oh my God. He's trying really hard.
He's been waiting for this his whole life. He's so excited. But it's cute. It's enthusiasm. And we love an eccentric family.
Yeah, he's talented as well. He wants everyone to know.
With both arms.
Tyson said that if he didn't make it to the NFL, he was just going to live at home and CrossFit his life away.
His dad owns a CrossFit gym, I think. So
they're a tight-knit family.
So it's in the family.
Like.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah. His career start was in week 7. They won. The first time they won at home since last season, the Chicago Bears. This past week, week 8, they did not win against the Chargers, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Do we think Justin Fields is going to be out
I think
longer?
They, I mean, it's a thumb.
Yeah, it's just a thumb.
Hopefully he's back soon.
All right. Well, hopefully.
Until then. Good luck, Tyson.
Yeah.
And then there's Will Levis. He is the backup quarterback for the Tennessee Titans.
He's my favorite of these guys. Actually, it's between Tommy DeVito and him.
Yeah. They all kind of have some interesting backgrounds.
So this guy, well, first, he's good.
Like he had a great game.
He had a great game.
Yeah.
The Titans have not, I think, had a great season. Is that right?
Titans have not had a great season. They barely beat the Falcons, but yeah. He had 4 touchdowns in his first game. That's only happened twice before. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Good for you, Will. Levis. I already forgot his name. Will Levis. He's got some fun stuff going on. So we are, at least I am, I'm excited about Will Levis. So he is weird online, which I love.
Yeah.
I saw a video of him eating a banana top to bottom with the peel still on it. I saw
extra
video.
Extra nutritious.
Yeah. I saw a video of him dumping a bunch of Hellman's mayonnaise into his coffee.
Hate that.
And then Hellman's gave him like a lifetime supply. And then.
Don't want that.
Even better than all of that, he's got some personal drama. So when he was drafted by the Titans, he had a beautiful girlfriend next to him. Her name is Gia Duddy. They met at Penn State, where they both went to college. And then in between the time that he was drafted and now when he started playing, she went to a Morgan Wallen concert. He's like the biggest thing in country music, I guess. And she's wearing a Titans jersey to like rep for her man. And then rumor has it, alleged, we don't know if this is true, but I read, you know, like a crowdsourced gossip thing online that Morgan Wallen brought her backstage. They exchanged numbers. Her and Levis immediately broke up and that like maybe now she's dating Morgan Wallen and dropped Will Levis like a bad habit.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, she's moving on up.
I love it.
Now that he's playing now, maybe she'll want to.
I think she's going to regret her decision. Yeah, also, I think Morgan Wallen is known to. He doesn't seem at this point in his life like a one woman man. I think he really sort of gets around.
I think he's
allegedly.
He's had some shady things.
Yeah.
too.
Yeah, definitely. So maybe she's going to rue the day if he's a star quarterback.
Yeah, let's keep our eye out for Morgan Wallen. And what's her name again?
Gia Duddy.
Sighting.
And more weird eating habits.
Yeah, what's going to be next? Yeah. Since we're on the topic of young quarterbacks, Bryce Young, the quarterback of the Panthers, and CJ Stroud, the quarterback of the Texans, faced off this past weekend, and they have a heartwarming childhood friendship.
As much as we love a scandal, we also love a heartwarming tale.
Yeah, they grew up in California together. They've known each other their whole lives. They know each other's families.
Yes, I read that because, like, if you're that good, I mean, they were the first and second draft pick overall.
Yeah.
So if you're that good and you're the exact same age.
Competitors.
Right. They like played each other in Little League and high school and they, you know, they're just like in the scene together.
Just playing sports all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And going into this past week, week 8, Bryce and the Panthers had not won a game and they faced off against CJ and the Texans. And CJ has had a great season. He's playing really well. And as you mentioned earlier, Bryce pulled off a win for the Panthers. They finally got their first win.
He needed
so
it.
He beat his friend there.
Do you think his friend, his buddy CJ, was like, my friend needs this.
He needs a win.
And you think he maybe like let him
Yeah, maybe
him
if they're that good
bit.
Of friends, they had a few calls and they're like, please.
Yeah, I did see a lot of videos of just like clips of them because they're so young. Like social media has been around forever. Just there's so much footage of them 10 years ago just being like cute buddies.
Yeah, and I heard that they like met up like right before the game, they shook hands, and then after the game, they gave each other some words of encouragement. So we always like when that happens.
Definitely.
But CJ, he has had a tough upbringing. It's a pretty interesting story here. Ooh. His dad, who was a pastor, started hanging out with the wrong crowd, you could say. And in 2016, he was convicted of carjacking and kidnapping.
Whoa.
So crazy story here. He's currently serving a 38-year prison sentence.
Wow.
What happened was CJ's dad, he forced his way into a vehicle. Some woman was stopped at a red light. He forced his way into the car, stole the car, maybe assaulted this woman, like was looking for drugs. I think it was drug related. And ended in a car chase. He was driving around San Diego, ended up jumping off of a bridge, like with the car moving, jumping off of a bridge into the San Diego Bay.
To evade the police.
Yeah, like they're chasing him and he just jumped off, jumped out of the car.
Yikes.
Crazy.
So they caught him.
They caught him.
And he is currently serving, a 38-year prison sentence. I was reading about Bryce Young's upbringing and opposite. He has like two loving parents. They've been married for 20-something years. Mm. His dad's a therapist. His mom's a special ed teacher. Really like loving home. And it's just nice that these two guys have remained such close, supportive friends.
They're supportive to CJ growing up because, growing up, obviously this happened when he was really young, I think like 13 or so. He's one of four kids, really close with his family, CJ. But they didn't have a lot of money growing up because after that happened, they were struggling.
Well, he's making up for it now.
Making up for it now. Yeah, now he's having a great season, like compared to Bryce Young. Like,
yeah.
He's been playing really
well.
If
one of them, not picking favorites, but if one of them was going to have the stellar season, Bryce was drafted second. He's like, had a tough go of it. And now he's just crushing. And Bryce has some room for improvement. But but they each have at least one win under their belt now.
Yeah. And now CJ has a Bentley. He's bought his mom a house.
Oh.
So he's doing well.
Amazing.
It's really a good, great story. He's come a long way.
A happy ending to a tough go.
He says it was a motivating factor.
Definitely. So I saw a video of Bryce Young right after he got drafted first overall, like on such a high. He's walking away from the stage and he's looking back to see who gets drafted next. And he sees that it's his friend CJ Stroud and he's so happy for him. And they're just supportive friends.
Yeah, they're good buddies.
We love it.
Yeah, and CJ is such a generous guy. In college, he bought his whole team $500 gift cards to Express and was like, I want everyone looking good opening day.
Oh my gosh. He had a lot of money in college already. I guess you're allowed to now make money.
Yeah, now I think it was like the same year that.
Wow. I love that. Started. I had also read about him a while ago without knowing all of this backstory that he has a personal private chef now on the Texans and he has an open invitation to his whole team and he has everybody over for like
he's a generous
meals.
Guy. Yeah.
He sounds like the best.
Started from the bottom.
And now he's here and he is having a great season and people are excited about him.
Yeah. We're rooting for CJ.
I love you, CJ Stroud. What a guy.
And now we have another Tea Huddle crowd favorite, another segment favorite.
Marissa picks a team.
So we're going to check in with Marissa and see how her journey to picking an allegiance is going.
Well, after that story, I feel like I'm all in on CJ Stroud and like, should I maybe abandon my whole journey and just be a Texans fan? But I don't think I can base my whole fandom around one quarterback. If
it's fair.
I was going to, I would be a Vikings fan.
Trade deadline.
I love Kirk Cousins. But trade deadline, injury, like if I had committed to being a Vikings fan, Kirk Cousins just it was his, he tore his Achilles, mm-hmm. and he's out for the season. Maybe it's the end of his entire Vikings career. And now I'd just be stuck in purple in the middle of Minnesota being a Vikings fan with no Kirk in sight. So for those reasons, because it should be like a whole, like,
you're picking a team, remember?
I'm picking a team.
Not a player.
Not a player. So it's not going to be the Texans. It's not going to be the Vikings. It's really hard for me to not just say it's going to be the Chiefs, because it was all, the Chiefs were already a contender before Swift
trailer.
What do we call it? Before trailer took the world by storm. But
they do have a full team for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely. Plus.
Yeah. And I can't pick like the Super Bowl champs. It's too obvious.
Yeah.
So it's not
them.
You
don't want to pick them.
A couple contenders I'd been thinking about. Jaguars, Eagles.
Okay.
I like the Eagles because I like Jalen Hurts, which mm-hmm. again, we just sort of debunked that whole thing. Jalen Hurts,
they
not
have
only,
Jason Kelce.
Yeah, they have Jason Kelce, who's like maybe the favorite Kelce.
Yeah.
He's great. Jalen Hurts, not only the hottest quarterback in the league, his whole management team, his agent, his social media person, it's all women, which sports agents,
yeah,
not a popular
yeah.
career for women.
And I did see at the Eagles game this past weekend, they mm-hmm. have like an all women, all girls tailgate.
Yes.
So they do some like their pro females.
Yeah. Female empowerment in yeah. the sports space, which is like sort of what we're all about.
The Eagles fans are pretty intense.
Yeah. I think they're too intense.
You
got
to be really serious if you're going to commit to the Eagles.
I'm not that serious. I know myself, and it's
not
I'm intimidated.
Maybe,
so I think I'm not an Eagles fan. I'm going to narrow it down. So we're halfway through the first time we did this segment, it was just really like a survey of mm-hmm. the land. And here we are halfway through almost. We're going to narrow it down. And then I feel like by the end, I need to finalize things before postseason.
Yeah.
So that I can hopefully cheer my team on in the postseason. So I'm going to try to narrow it down to five. A lot of these were the ones that I was already thinking about last time. I love the Lions. I like their story. I like their coach.
Yes. Yeah.
What's his name?
Dan Campbell. The lion on the
Yes. He wanted to have a lion on the sideline. He's like wacky. He's enthusiastic. He seems really fun. They need it. They need
the
fan.
Yeah. They've had it for a few years.
We
love Jared Goff.
I love Jared Goff.
I like him too.
I like his fiance. Excited to watch, you know, their wedding planning process continue. So they're up there for sure. Ravens as well.
Mm. Lamar, isn't he on your fantasy
team? Yes, he's my fantasy quarterback. So I already feel like I'm rooting for them anyway. If we get any sort of a confirmation on Odell Beckham Jr. and Kim Kardashian, that will really help move things along for me.
Yeah. A little more gossip.
Yeah.
There.
They need a win. They want fans. They're in the mix for sure. So those are two of my five. 49ers, we talked about. They have a full cast of characters, even more than I realized last time. Like, we talked about Nick Bosa last week with his Skims campaign taking the world by storm. I love Brock Purdy. George Kittle seems really fun. One of the guys...
Yeah, they have a young team.
One of their players, Fred Warner, is married to a... like villain from The Bachelor, which is really fun. Sydney Ooh. Hightower, now Warner, Christian McCaffrey. There's a lot to work with here.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about them.
There's a lot of good juice on all those people.
And then, like, you know, you have your head and you have your heart. And I don't want to be a Jets fan, but I think I might be a Jets fan. Like, when you're at a sports bar and there's 15 games going on and you don't know what to watch, I'm watching the Jets and I'm rooting for them.
I feel like I've noticed that about you.
So
Hard Knocks really sold it.
I think it was Hard Knocks, which I'm not going to be a Dolphins fan because mostly I think because of Xavier Howard. And there's a few other like characters there that are going to ruin it for me. But I think probably after this next Hard Knocks season, I'm going to want to be a Dolphins fan.
It's coming out soon, the mid-season
it's
Hard Knocks.
It's a mid-season, and the players seem pissed off about it. And even Mike McDaniel said, like, this was not a team decision. Like, I think just
ownership.
The ownership made it happen.
They do have a lot of good gossip, so I'm sure there's a lot to
discuss. Psyched about it.
We've covered a lot of it.
I'm easily influenced, so I do think probably I'll want to be a Dolphins fan after that. But I'm going to prevent that from happening by limiting myself to this list. So we've got Lions, Ravens, 49ers, Jets, and then that leaves one spot open. I'm toying with the idea of the Seahawks because, as I mentioned, I'm easily influenced. And I just watched an interview with Geno Smith, their quarterback, and he seems great. He seems like he's ready to win.
Yeah, he's been around the league a while. Yeah, he's been passed around.
Seem like a team worth rooting for. You know, I've never been to Seattle. And
Why not?
And the Chargers are also up there. They've got a great social media presence. Whoever's running their TikTok, I don't know. They're really nice. Great colors. LA, fun place to be.
There you go.
I also feel like because they moved around, like they're welcoming of new fans. They're not like, if you haven't been with us from the day one, they're like, come join us.
No, they're welcoming for sure. They've had some heartache.
But, yeah.
Like just really wanting a Super Bowl.
And Justin Herbert, their QB, is really fun. Any clips I've seen of him being mic'd up, he's always like giving everybody heart. Anytime he's around somebody who's mic'd up, he asks them how their rash is doing.
Oh.
Yeah, just like fun and games. He's like, he's just
a
like
good one.
Very sort of fratty. He's like speaking only in movie quotes and like, you know.
He's like Will Levis.
Yeah. Minus the mayonnaise.
Well, okay. You still have a lot of options.
I think I just narrowed it down. It's out. Seahawks, Chargers are in. So we've got our
Chargers are in. All
we've
right.
We've got our final five. We've got the rest of the season. Should I give myself a deadline? Should I give myself a trade deadline?
Give yourself a trade deadline.
So by how many weeks are there total in the season?
There's 18 weeks.
There's 18. So I think by week,
like around New Year's.
Okay.
That's when the regular season is wrapping up.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, starting a new year fresh. You can make your decision.
Yes, I'll get some merch.
And if they're not in the playoffs, like you have to be a real fan. You gotta stick with it.
I'm prepared to be a real fan. So it's down to five. I hope whoever I pick makes it into the postseason because I don't want to start off my fandom career with losers. It does happen.
In this league, anything can happen.
All right. Well, everybody,
stay tuned.
Stay tuned to see where this all nets out.
It's about that time for the final goss.
Final goss.
All right, Marissa, what do we have this week?
All right. This week we have a rumored romance.
Ooh.
Stephon Diggs, a star of the Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills. Yep.
As far as we knew, he was still with his girlfriend, LaShonte Heckard, since they've been together since 2019. But it seems he could have moved on with another known lady.
Ooh.
So Tay Heckard, as she's known publicly, she's a model, music video actress, and Nelly's ex-girlfriend, rapper Nelly. She has been with Stephon Diggs since 2019, but very quietly.
Okay.
So quietly, in fact, that we don't know if they're still together or not. But rumors are that Eva Marcille, who is a reality TV star, winner of America's Next Top Model, was at a game last week, they were playing against the Patriots. And somebody wrote into one of these crowdsourced gossip sites that she was cheering for her man, number 14.
Ooh.
And Stephon Diggs is number 14. So Eva Marcille, we know her from winning America's Next Top Model season 3 back in 2004. She was a Real Housewife of Atlanta from 2018 to 2021. In that time, she got married to a lawyer, Michael Sterling, but since divorced. Before her marriage, she was dating Flo Rida.
Oh, I love Flo Rida.
Rumored to have dated Jamie Foxx. But no athletes. So Diggs would be the first that we know of.
She's like a reality TV star.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we know she was at that game because a photo came out of her there. We don't know for sure that she was cheering for her man, number 14. But sources say that this could be a new romance on the books for us.
Keep your eyes out, people.
Yeah. So we'll see we'll keep an eye on if she's at any more games. Maybe she's wearing a jersey. The hottest accessory of the season is a football playing boyfriend.
It's tough to go up to Buffalo. So if we see her in that area, I feel like it's...
Well, if they were going to play the Falcons, we would see if she went to that game because she's Atlanta-based. But, you know, maybe she's willing to make the flight for a new flame.
Keep your eyes peeled.
Yeah. I kept close eye on her Instagram this weekend to see if she was at the Bills game. I was looking for a little confirmation, but it was her birthday weekend, so she was on a trip.
Stefan was not there.
And he was not there. He was
not
busy.
Allowed to do that.
Yeah. So we're going to keep close eye, see if she's at any more Bills games, see if we get any confirmation on this rumor.
Yeah, we're going to keep our eye on the injury report. Let's hope that no one else gets injured the next few weeks.
Not CJ Stroud.
Especially not CJ Stroud, yeah.
And I hope we get some more of these fun rookie backup QBs.
Their careers are taking off.
Yeah. So keep tuning in. Like, subscribe, listen, share, tell your friends, and tune in next week.
Until then, stay juicy.